Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second, the left fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting third, the second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Junior Thompson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Junior Thompson. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third, the center fielder, Barney Olson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting 7th, the second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting 8th, the shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wehner for the out. One out. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Frey reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Thompson covering, for the out. Two outs. Barney Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olsen. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 1 in the game. Coy takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Frey hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coy. Stringer reaches second base with a double. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stringer scores. Sturgeon moves to third. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sturgeon scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Barney Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraft strikes out. There goes Werber. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Lombardi moves to second. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coy moves to second. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraft hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Kraft reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Barney Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen bunts towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sturgeon bunts towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. Stringer moves to second. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 2 in the game. Root hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 2 in the game. Olsen hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lombardi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kraft hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuccolino pinch hits for Junior Thompson. Chuccolino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alino strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.